If I'm with you, show me, correspond to you, I'm with Babli, Daf Pei Dalet. Begin your show me on Daf Nun Aleph, Amad Aleph, and the first Mishnah, the beginning of the new Perek Yesh Mutois. Yesh Mutois Levaleim, Asuris Levaleim, Mutois Levaleim, Asuris Levaleim, Mutois Levaleilu, Asuris Levaleilu. Mishnah says, some women are permitted to their husbands and forbidden to their Yevamim. Some are forbidden to the husbands and permitted to the Yevamim, some permitted to both, and some are forbidden to both. Eleven Mutaris Lebaleihen, Vasuris Levameim, the following are permitted to the husbands and forbidden to the Yevamim. Kain Hedjet, Chinoses Almana, the Yeshle Ach Kain Golol. A regular Kain who married a widow and his brother is a Kain Golol. Asher Chinosek Shira, the Yeshle Ach Chalol. A kosher kohen who married a kosher woman and he has a brother who is a chalal. Yisro shenasi yisraelis v'yeshle ach mamza. A yisro who married a bas yisro and his brother is a mamza. Mamza shenasi mamzeris v'yeshle ach yisro mutaris lebaleim v'asus liyivareim. A mamza who married a mamzeris and he has a brother who is a yisro. All of these are permitted to their husbands and forbidden to their yevamim. Why does it say that a regular kohen who was nasa had nesuin with a widow, even if he was mekadesh, he's forbidden to his brother who kohen gadol? Why does it say a widow, even if he married a basula, when she falls to yibam, she is a widow and is forbidden to his brother? Inun, you say, ha, isli, choronin, soas, seitan, uteris, lebal, asur, leyavam. Are these the only ones? There is the tsoa of a seitan, which is permitted to her husband and forbidden to the yavam. Achiv, shepa'al, achis, chalitsosli, uteris, lebal, asur, leyavam. If Reuven's brother, Shimon, had relations, means married the sister of Reuven's chalutsa, she'd fallen from a third brother, she'd permitted to her husband, Shimon, and forbidden Yavonon to the yavam, Reuven. Mishnah said that if a kosher man married a kashira and his brother is a chalal, he's permitted to her husband and forbidden to the yavam. We should now say, Leikeinam Rav Yosi Babun, Rashem Rav, Ger Ve'Evim Shuchar, V'Chalal, Mutarim, V'Karnais. Didn't Rav Yosi Babun say the name of Rav, that a convert, a freed slave, and a chalal are permitted to Karnais? If so, she's permitted also to the yavam. Adam Messiah, Leviona, Deviona, Amal, Leif Kalea, De Rebbe, Klalin. This is a support, means, this is support for Leviona, because Leviona said that Rebbe's Klalim are not Klalim, if not all cases are correct. We take out the next few lines now, and we start with Kini Masnisa. Kini Masnisa, and then it should say, Chalal Shanasa Kesheru Yeshla Ach Kosha. Well, rejects that and says a different answer. The text of our Mishnah should say, a chalal who married a kashera and his brother is a koyen kosher. She permitted her husband and forbidden to the yavam because her husband disqualified her through relations. So it turns out that in conclusion, Rabbi Yonah meant that Rebbe's klalim did not teach all the cases. Yisrael Bun, b'shem Rav, Geva Evet Meshuchra b'chalal mutarim b'kohuna. Yisrael Bun, quoting Rav, said that a convert, a freed slave and a halal are permitted to a bas koyen. My timer, what's the reason? Kesherim huzaru ala psulois. I should say a psulois ala kesherim, avaloi upsulim ala kesherois, ala kesherois ala psulim. The answer is that kesherim, kosher kahanim, are warned about, meaning against marrying psulois, and psulois are warned against kesherim, but psulim means halalim are not warned about kesherois, and not kesherois about halalim. V'atani lo yiku l'amitcha yishu muteres al yidei ha'ish. Gemara asks in the Baisa that the Pasuk in Vayikra Chof Aleph, Pasuk Zion, teaches lo yiku, and lo yiku, the repetition teaches that also the woman is warned about the man. So in Meima, the Kesheiros, the Pesulos, the assumption is that we thought to say that this means that also Kesheiros are warned about Pesulim. V'einam a Pesulos ala Kesheirim. But this isn't so, rather, psulos are warned about kashirim. We come now to the next Mishnah, halacha base, elim mutaris liyavmehem, v'asuris libaleihem. The following are permitted to the Yehomim and forbidden to the husbands. Playing Gogol Shekiddush is Almana, V'yesh Le'ach Koyen Hedyot. Playing Gogol who was Makadish a widow and his brother is a regular Koyen. Koyen Kosher Shenosa Halala V'yesh Le'ach Halal. If a Kosher Koyen married a Halala and his brother is a Halal. Yisrael Shenosa Mamzeris V'yesh Le'ach Mamzer. A Yisrael who married a Mamzeris and his brother is a Mamzer. Mamzer Shenosa Yisraelis V'yesh Le'ach Yisrael Mutoris V'yevmehem V'asuris V'balehem. Mamzer married a Bas Yisrael and his brother is a Yisrael. The Gemara says, Le'ama ela kiddush ha'imbal nifsad ve'ila. The Gemara points out the case of widow to Kohen Gadol is only when he was Makadish her, because if she had relations with her, she's disqualified to all Kohanim through these relations. Hadad taninan asuris, she said, Le'bal umbatois le'yivamihem, ve'ilein inun ha'islach choinin. The Gemara asks that our Mishnah taught that these are forbidden to their husbands and permitted to their Yevamim. Are these the only cases? Because there's more. Anachses gushosei, mishunises asua leval umateres leyavam. One who remarried his divorcee after she had married someone else, she is forbidden to her husband and permitted to her yavam. Hum shibala chois chalusosei asua leval umateres leyavam. One had relations with he married the sister of his chalutsa, she's forbidden to her husband and permitted to her yavam. So Daka married a Kesheira woman and his brother is kosher, then she's forbidden to her husband and permitted to her Yavam. This supports Rabbi Yonah, who said that Rabbi's Klalim are not Klalim, which means he didn't teach all of the cases. Now Halacha Gimel, Asuris Le'elu Le'elu. The following are forbidden to their husbands and to their Yevomim. Kohen Gadol, Shenoses Amon of Yesh Le'ach Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Hedyot, a Kohen Gadol who married a widow, and his brother is a Kohen Gadol, or a regular Kohen. Kosher Shenoses Halala, Yesh Le'ach Kosher. If a Kosher Kohen married a Halala, and his brother is Kosher. Yisrael Shenoses Mamzeres, Yesh Le'ach Yisrael. Yisrael who married a Mamzeres, and his brother is Yisrael. Mamzer Shenoses Yisraelis, Yesh Le'ach Mamzer, Asur Yisrael Le'elu. And the Mamzer married a Bas Yisrael, and his brother the Mamzer. In all of these cases, they are forbidden both to the husbands and to the Yevomim. The Shakal Anoshim, Mutoris Ubaleim, Ulivameim, as for all other women, they're permitted to the husbands and their Yevomim. The Gemara says, V'ilein, Inun, Ha'islach, Ronyan, Soita, Asura, Lezer, Lezer. The Gemara asks, what are these, the only ones? A Soita is forbidden to her husband and to her Yevom. Chalutza asur leze leze. A chalutza is forbidden to this one, to that one. Pesudaka shenasa ksheira v'yesh le'ach pesudaka shisei asur leze leze. If a pesudaka married a ksheira and his brother pesudaka, she's forbidden to this and to that. Adonisaye lebiyona da'ama leith klalei derebi klalim. This supports lebiyona who says that Rebbe's klalim are not klalim, means he didn't teach all of the cases.